with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So anyway, we are just having a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, I woke up today and gosh darn, President Donald J. Trump was my president. Gosh. And I know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? I know what's going to happen tomorrow. More of the same. You know, and listen, I can't check out Trump's tweets. I am banned from Twitter. There you go. Shucks by golly. We have tracked it down to the usual suspects, though. Hatred. That's right. They don't want us promoting hate speech here on Agenda 21 Radio. Shocking. Shocking. Now we have another shooting that's gone on. Mm-hmm. Apparently we have a shooting at a Walmart or something like that. And we're going to get into that in a second. Another shooting. This is coming on the heels of a Sunday with the shooting in Gilroy, California. Garlic Festival. People love garlic. I love garlic. I love roadkill garlic. You'll have to go back to the archives on roadkill garlic and my explanation as to roadkill garlic. But we have this other shooting going on. We're going to give you kind of some information on that in this hour. Grim ending to a... Well, that's terrible. Brett Baer on who has most to lose and win in the Democratic debates. Do we want to talk about the Democratic debates? Do we really? No, we don't. We don't want to, so we won't. How's that? We won't make mention of the Democratic... So Trump doubles down on Baltimore criticism, says residents back him over Cummings. And by all indications, that's true. It's amazing how he's just... The president's, you're next. Okay. And you should be next. I mean, how many... Listen, the president's got a great... He's got a great stand on this. A great stand on this. He really does. It's amazing to see this. Then we got the squad members. Those guys. Boy, are they painted themselves into a corner. And the whole Democratic Party. They're the standard bearers. If they're the standard bearers of the Democratic Party, that party is in real trouble in America. And I think it's in very big trouble as it is right now. And I might do the Tucker Carlson thing. I don't know. I'm just kind of looking at this right now. I do want to find out, because I think it's really relevant to see what's going on with this shooting that they have now in... this purported shooting that's going on in, I don't know what town, what city. You know, I should be better at this, but I'm not, right? So where is it? Where is the shooting going on? Gunman kills two, one others in Cal. Oh, that's the other one. You know, what is wrong with Drudge these days? They really don't, they're not updating as often. Are they getting tired? You know, are they getting tired? I guess so. So now we have to shift to guns at this point in time. And we have to go to Walmart shooting. And we'll see what we got. And I'm sorry for the delay in this. This is shooting. Yeah, all shooting. Walmart shooting leaves two people dead and an officer wounded in Mississippi. This is CNN that's reporting this now, 1 hour ago, that this report came out. Also, we could get into USA News. USA and Yahoo News, actually, are fairly good news. I don't know why I don't go to them. A Walmart shooting leaves two people dead and an officer wounded in Mississippi. It says a shooting at a Mississippi Walmart left two people dead. The gunfire broke out Tuesday morning at a store in South Haven, the third largest city in Mississippi. Carlos Odom was walking out of the store when I heard a bunch of gunshots, pop, pop, pop. Then a dozen shots, Odom told CNN. I just thought, run, and I ran to my car. This is crazy. This world is crazy nowadays. Both the suspect and an officer who responded to the scene were shot and being treated at local hospitals, DeSoto County Sheriff Bill Roscoe said. That's near, looks like near Memphis. You know, up the you know, as they, Memphis and, or Mississippi and Tennessee and Arkansas collide. So, DeSoto County. Says the stricken officer was wearing a bulletproof vest and is doing fine, a representative from Baptist Memorial Medical Center said. The condition of the suspect at Region 1 Trauma Center was not immediately known. The names of the two victims killed have not been released, and the motive for the shooting remains a mystery. South Haven, a city of 49,000 residents, is near the Mississippi-Tennessee border and is a suburb of Memphis. So that's all we know. We don't have anything about the nature of it, the cause of it, you know, none of it. We just don't have anything about that. It's kind of interesting, huh? So there you have it on that one, on that set of circumstances. We've got the says, oh, they got the fest. Okay, we got that one. Yeah. All right, so we're good on the local shooting front. Isn't that terrible to have to say that? But it's true. We're good to go. We're good to go on the local shooting front. Sure we are. We're never good to go on something like that. You know what I mean. Okay, so let's get back to the other awkward parts of things. Charm offensive. Trump doubles down on Baltimore criticism, and we are, I got it listed right here, 79 is going to be coming up, our 79th grievance. Man, what are we doing to ourselves? Trump claims Baltimore residents thanking him for taking on Cummings and exposing corruption. And they are. I mean, every report that I've seen, and I have to admit I haven't gone over to CNN and the others, that I'm sure they're saying this Trump, he needs, and they're going to go get, this is what's going to happen. I was watching Fox and one of the other ones out there. I'm going to hold on to this. We got a thing coming up. And they were, Fox was going out, and they had this one reporter, and again, I'm listening, I'm not watching, and he's going from person to person to person, the people. And I was listening to the people, and I said, well, I wonder if somebody's interviewing the actual bureaucrats, the actual people who govern Baltimore about this. So I haven't checked this out. I have not checked this out. But I'm wondering if, in fact, we had a situation where maybe CNN and ABC, they're maybe interviewing, you know, Cummings and, you know, other legislators, other, you know, political leaders in Baltimore, Maryland, or Maryland. Of course, the papers come out just savage. They're brutally savage to Trump. But Trump's telling the truth, according to what these people are saying. And the reporter that I heard today off Fox News, every person's about seven or eight people, Trump's right, you know. So that's kind of bad, you know, when he can call them. That's what I say. He has got them on their heels. Donald Trump, he's got them on their heels right now about this issue. And it's not going to go away. This issue is going to stay. It's a stuck issue for the Dems. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Well, you know, they hate it when it happens. I guess we don't have to hate it. We can probably like it, right? Right. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to get that DEF system. You need to get that DEF system. It works. I've had it since 2014. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
On the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Good morning to you, Sandra. We do expect the president to be making his way to Virginia here within the next couple of minutes. We're expecting him to maybe make some comments as he leaves the White House, possibly weighing in on this back and forth between him and Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings. The president has repeatedly criticized both Cummings and his Baltimore district, the president accusing Cummings of ignoring the needs of his constituents and instead focusing on the oversight of the Trump administration. President Trump has called Baltimore a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. He did tweet again about Cummings late last night. This is what the president had to say, quote, Baltimore's numbers are the worst in the U.S. on crime and the economy. Billions of dollars been pumped in over the years, but to no avail. The money was stolen or wasted. Ask Elijah Cummings where it went. He should investigate himself with his oversight committee. Democrats have blasted the president's tweets as racist. Some Maryland Republicans, including the state's governor, have also called the comments outrageous. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton blasted the president over his use of language.
But he has a particular venom for blacks and people of color. He doesn't refer to any of his other opponents or critics as infested. He does not attack their districts.
The president later labeled Sharpton as a con man. Republicans up on Capitol Hill, they've been forced to weigh in on this controversy that's really engulfed Washington the last couple of days.
I don't think either Congressman Cummings or President Trump are racist. I think that they disagree, but you can disagree with someone's ideas but not disagree with their color. I don't blame President Trump for being upset.
The president's comments have outraged some state lawmakers, though, in Virginia. The state's legislative black caucus says it's going to be boycotting the event that's happening in just a couple of hours from now in Jamestown over what they say are repeated attacks on minority leaders. Sandra?
Mark Meredith at the White House, where we await the president's departure any moment. Thank you, Mark.
Wow. I hate it when this happens. You know, in fact, it's the 400th anniversary. Which is kind of interesting. That's why he's going to Jamestown. The first legislative session ever in the New World was in Jamestown. Ah, now that's something important for a new California legislature, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, seriously. So talking about Elijah Cummings, not a happy man. And, you know, but what do? They trot out, their best defense is trotting out the race people. The race hustlers, called race hustlers, actually. If you've never heard that term before, somebody who hustles the race issues for profit. That's exactly what Jesse Jackson does and Al Sharpton does. They're race hustlers. Throw out the race card, right? So that's their best defense. Their best defense is turning to racism and racists to scream back at a white man is a racist. Shocking. A white man being a racist. All white people are racist, right? Tell that to the 700 and some odd thousand Americans who fought to free the slaves in the Civil War. Now, obviously, some were not fighting to do that. A lot of white men died for that. If you want to get into that card. But I want to get into the other card
of slavery that's right now happening in front of all of our eyes, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, this illegal immigration racket, billions of dollars. And who's behind it? A lot of Democrats are enjoying great wealth from it. Yeah, no one's talking about that kind of racism, huh? No one's talking about modern-day slavery. You don't see Jesse Jackson talking about modern-day slavery right in front of your faces. No one's talking about any of that stuff. No. We cannot talk about it's verboten. It's the forbidden fruit, this race hustling. And, of course, all these unaccompanied minors. Gee, I wonder why they're unaccompanied minors. So that foster care agencies across the United States and Child Protective Services can profit from it? Could that be? It's sick. That's happening. Yet these people, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, doing nothing about it. Nothing about it. No, they'd rather scream at the white man to be, you know, they're basically covering for their brothers and sisters who are involved in that. But they'd rather scream racist at a white man who's trying to clean up the slave mentality out of Baltimore. And, of course, what do you have in San Francisco? Filth is the order of the day. Filth and feces is the order of the day there. And then it's just amazing that they digress into that, isn't it? And we don't even think about that. You know, we don't. And I'm like that bad penny just coming rolling back with this thing of trafficking in human flesh and slavery. I hate it when that happens. Absolutely hate it. Anyway, we got a lot of things to do here. A lot of cleanup. I want to get into this whole thing about the where is the president right now? I mean, do we have live things of that yet? And I don't know. But I'm switching to guns right now, and I'm going to tune in to see if I've got the whole thing of the president making his speech, because I like to see that, actually. So we're going to go to do a switcheroonie and go to YouTube on this and see what we can pick up. The president at Jamestown doing a live presentation about the legislative process. The first time legislature was convened was in Jamestown. Isn't that interesting? I think it's absolutely incredible to think about 400 years ago. It's kind of interesting. You know, between 400 and 500 years. See, 500 years ago. Boy, look at how. Think about the time thing going on here. Think about that. Major league time thing. 500 years ago, actually it was 500 years to the day 2017, 500 years ago, it was 500 years ago to the day, let's say, what was it? On All Hallows Eve was the time when Martin Luther posted the 195 theses on the door in Wittenberg, Germany. You know, that started the Reformation. And then 400 years, within literally 102 years, what you have is the legislature is being convened in the New World. See, history doesn't lie about these things. I mean, come on, these are poignant dates and time, right? Dates and time have meaning. The history has meaning. They haven't scrubbed that from the history books yet. I think it's relevant. Think about it. Now, and you go back to 1992 was the 500th anniversary of Cristobal Colón. I'm saying it Catalonian style now. Cristobal Colón. Christopher Columbus, for those of you that... Cristobal Colón sailed from Barcelona, Spain to the New World. 1492 to 1992. I was in Barcelona for the Olympics during that time. And it's kind of interesting watching the great Herculean feats that were being portrayed down on the floor of the stadium, and also watching the archer shoot the torch arrow above the cauldron, which of course lit the flame. But that was quite the scene to see that guy stand there on the floor and launch that flaming arrow up there. When we come back, though, we're going to see if we can get this whole thing with Donald Trump speaking in Jamestown. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Stay behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, cough and all. Sorry about that. Okay, any moment, President Trump's remarks will be given. That's what we're looking at right now in Jamestown, Virginia. So we'll kind of wait here. We'll listen. This is some of the stuff.
Shores.
Somebody.
It was here that representatives first gathered to give voice to the will of the people, a government deriving its power from the governed. On this day, 400 years ago, Governor Yardley called for the first representative legislative assembly, marking the beginning of representative democracy that is now the great United States of America. They did not know that they would succeed in this great experiment of democracy, but through ingenuity, perseverance, and idealism, the founders of Jamestown created a movement, the one that has brought us here today. All that we have become
and aspire to be today in this great and diverse American democracy could not even have been contemplated on that hot summer day. But what was unleashed was a powerful idea, the idea that free people can govern themselves, the idea that created a great nation, and it changed the world. Mr. President, your presence today as the leader of our great nation says something profound and powerful about the importance of this place, about the national and international significance of this anniversary. We are grateful that you have come to help us tell that story to a listening world. Reflecting on the birth of our nation allows us to see how far we have come as a nation and as a commonwealth. When the small group of British settlers landed in this place, they could not have imagined what they were about to set in motion. Just in this area, we have the second oldest university in the country that educated the founding fathers of this nation. We have the largest naval base in the world and our oldest NASA field center. We are so blessed to call this place home. As a former member of the House of Delegates, the chamber that is the direct descendant of that first legislative gathering, I am especially grateful to be on this stage here this morning. When the Speaker of the House formally presents you to this venerable body in a few moments, you will become the first President of the United States to address this Virginia General Assembly in its entire illustrious 400-year history. This is the highest of honors and a singular distinction that will live on in history. But we too are honored. We are honored by your presence, and we are honored by your recognition of this 400th anniversary. It is a worthy moment that stands in significance and remembrance by all Americans, all who live in this land of freedom and enjoy its blessings because of four centuries of service and sacrifice. Mr. President, welcome. Thank you so much for your leadership and for taking the time to be here with us today.
The assembly will be at ease just for a second.
I guess we're going to go to a timeout as they're preparing. Ah, here we go. They have to put the presidential seal on the podium. They're making it now, the presidential seal. The previous speaker, I didn't get the guy's name, and I wish I did. But anyway, they're making it all. They're prepping it for the president. It's called President Prep. So the podium, it's a nice array. I guess they're in the facilities there. I don't know where... They're not in the legislative chamber for the House of Delegates. They're not in there. They're someplace else, obviously. So,
ladies and gentlemen, the Commonwealth is honored to have with us on this historic occasion, and it is my privilege, the Speaker, to now formally present to the Joint Assembly the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
you very much. Please, make yourselves comfortable. I want to thank you, Speaker Cox. It's a true privilege to be back in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And it's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere, the Virginia General Assembly. Congratulations. On this day, 400 years ago, here on the shores of the James River, the first representative legislative assembly in the New World convened. By the devotion of generations of patriots, it has flourished throughout the ages. And now that proud tradition continues with all of you. To every Virginian and every legislator with us today, congratulations on four incredible centuries of history, heritage, and commitment to the righteous cause of American self-government. This is truly a momentous occasion. I want to thank the Governor of Virginia for inviting me to speak at this very important event. And with us this morning are many distinguished guests and officials from across the Commonwealth, including Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
Thank you very much.
Speaker Kirk Cox.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kirk.
Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment.
Thank you.
Tommy.
Thank you.
And members of the host and other federal, state, local, and tribal leaders all with us today. Thank you very much. We're also very thankful as well to have with us Secretary Ben Carson. Ben, thank you very much, wherever you may be. Thank you, Ben. An acting director, person that you know very well, acting director, Ken Cuccinelli. Spent a lot of time with you folks and has a lot of respect for you. And the terrific people at the Department of the Interior and the National Park Service, I want to thank you all for being here with us. It's a great honor. I also want to recognize everyone at American Evolution and the Jamestown Settlement, the Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation, the Jamestown Rediscovery Project, and Preservation Virginia. Thank you very much. What a great job you do. Thank you. The fact is that each of you has helped protect and preserve our national treasures here at Jamestown, and it's a great debt. We owe you a great, great debt. Thank you. What a job. On this day in 1619, just a mile south of where we are gathered now, 22 newly elected members of the House of Burgesses assembled in a small wooden church. They were adventurers and explorers, farmers and planters, soldiers, scholars, and clergymen. All had struggled, all had suffered, and all had sacrificed in pursuit of one wild and very improbable dream. They called that dream Virginia. It had been only 13 years since three small ships, the Susan Constant, the Godspeed, and the Discovery, set sail across a vast ocean. They carried 104 settlers to carve out a home on the edge of this uncharted continent. They came from God, and country. They came in search of opportunity and fortune, and they journeyed into the unknown with only meager supplies, long odds, and the power of their Christian faith. Upon reaching Cape Henry at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay in 1607, a long time ago, the first men of the Virginia Company erected a cross upon the shore. They gave thanks to God and asked his blessing for their great undertaking. In the months and years ahead, they would dearly need it. The dangers were unparalleled. The Jamestown settlers arrived in America amid one of the worst droughts in over seven centuries. Of 104 original colonists, 66 died by the year's end. During the third winter, known as the starving time, a population of up to 500 settlers was reduced to 60. By spring, those who remained were in search of whatever they could get to survive, and they were in dire trouble. They left Jamestown deserted. They just sailed away, never to come back. But they had not gone far down the James River when they encountered the answer to their prayers, ships bearing a year's worth of supplies and more than 300 new settlers. As we can see today on this great anniversary, it would not be the last time that God looked out for Virginia. Together, the settlers forged what would become the timeless traits of the American character. They worked hard, they had courage and abundance, and a wealth of self-reliance. They strived mightily to turn a profit. They experimented with producing silk, corn, tobacco, and the very first Virginia wines. At a prior settlement at Roanoke, there had been no survivors, none at all. But where others had typically perished, the Virginians were determined to succeed. They endured by the sweat of their labor, the aid of the Powhatan Indians, and the leadership of Captain John Smith. As the years passed, ships bearing supplies and settlers from England also brought a culture and a way of life that would define the New World. It all began here. In time, dozens of brave, strong women made the journey and joined the colony. And in 1618, the Great Charter and other reforms established a system based on English common law. For the first time, Virginia allowed private land ownership. It created a basic judicial system. Finally, it gave the colonists a say in their own future, the right to elect representatives by popular vote. With us today in tribute to that English legal inheritance is the former clerk of the British House of Commons, Sir David Natsler. Thank you, David. Sir David, we're thrilled to have you with us. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much, David. At that first American assembly in 1619, the weather was so hot that one legislator actually died. Mercifully, the session was cut very short. But before adjourning, the assembly passed laws on taxation, agriculture, and trade with the Indians. With true American optimism, the Assembly even endorsed a plan to build a world-class university in the still rugged wilderness. It was a vision that would one day be fulfilled just miles from here at one of America's earliest educational institutions, the esteemed College of William and Mary. Great place. Great place. As we mark the first representative legislature at Jamestown, our nation also reflects upon an anniversary from that same summer, four centuries ago. In August 1619, the first enslaved Africans in the English colonies arrived in Virginia. It was the beginning of a barbaric trade in human lives. Today, in honor, we remember every sacred soul who suffered the horrors of slavery and the anguish of bondage. More than 150 years later, at America's founding, our Declaration of Independence recognized the immortal truth that all men are created equal. Yet it would ultimately take a civil war, 85 years after that document was signed, to abolish the evil of slavery. It would take more than another century for our nation, in the words of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., to live out the true meaning of its creed and extend the blessings of freedom to all Americans. In the face of grave oppression and grave injustice, African Americans have built, strengthened, inspired, uplifted, protected, defended, and sustained our nation from its very earliest days. Last year, I was privileged to sign the law establishing a commission to commemorate the arrival of the first Africans to the English colonies and the 400 years of African-American history that have followed. That was an incredible day. That was an incredible event. Today, we are grateful to be joined by that commission's chairman, Dr. Joseph Green. Thank you, Dr. Green, please. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Green. In the decades that followed that first legislative assembly, the democratic tradition established here laid deep roots all across Virginia. It spread up and down the Atlantic coast. One fact was quickly established for all time. In America, we are not ruled from afar. Americans govern ourselves. And so help us, God, we always will. Right here in Virginia, your predecessors.
President, you can't send us back. Virginia is our home. Mr. President, you cannot send us back. Virginia is our home.
Ancestors came to Williamsburg from places you all know very well. They were names such as George Washington from Fairfax County, Thomas Jefferson from Albemarle County, James Madison from Orange County, James Monroe from Spotsylvania County, Patrick Henry from Louisa County, George Mason from Fairfax County, George Wythe, W-I-T-H. It's a great name. From Williamsburg, and Richard Henry Lee from Westmoreland County. Incredible names. Incredible names. Self-government in Virginia did not just give us a state we love. In a very true sense, it gave us the country we love the United States of America. So true. Thank you very much. When Madison drafted the First Amendment to our Constitution, he drew inspiration from Virginia's statute for religious freedom. As John Adams wrote in Philadelphia just before the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, we all look up to Virginia for examples.
Great. So great.
And when Patrick Henry rose to speak his famous words at St. John's Church in Richmond, "Give me liberty or give me death," he spoke in defense of a tradition that began more than 150 years before at Jamestown, right here. It was a heritage those patriots would fight a long war of independence to defend, and it is a heritage that countless Americans have fought and died for to secure in all of those centuries since. In our time, we must vigorously defend those cherished democratic traditions that have made our beloved republic the envy of the entire world. And it still is, as much as ever before, and maybe more. Our hard-won culture of self-government must be nourished, protected, and constantly preserved. That is why we must speak out strongly against anyone who would take power away from citizens, individuals, and state governments such as yours. In America, the people will forever rule, the people will forever reign, and the people will forever be sovereign. From the first legislative assembly down to today, America has been the story of citizens who take ownership of their future and their control of their destiny. That is what self-rule is all about. Everyday Americans coming together to take action, to build, to create, to seize opportunities, to pursue the common good, and to never stop striving for greatness. Four centuries ago, one early voyager to Jamestown captured the spirit of confidence and daring that has always powered our great experiment in self-government. He wrote, "We hope to plant a nation where none before hath stood." That was something. In that hope, the men and women of Jamestown achieved success beyond anything they could possibly have imagined. They started the nation that settled the wilderness, won our independence, tamed the Wild West, ended slavery, secured civil rights, invented the airplane, vanquished the Nazis, brought communism to its knees, and placed our great American flag on the face of the moon. And in a program that's just started, someday very soon, American astronauts will plant our beautiful stars and stripes on the surface of Mars. But among all of America's towering achievements, none exceeds the triumph that we are here to celebrate today. Our nation's priceless culture of freedom, independence, equality, justice, and self-determination under God. That culture is the source of who we are. It is our prized inheritance. It is our proudest legacy. It is among the greatest human accomplishments in the history of the world. What you have done is the greatest accomplishment in the history of the world, and I congratulate you. It started right here.